I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Friday, May 3rd. We're talking about the feud on Capitol Hill that just got more heated. A cruise ship quarantine and who Facebook is now banning. Plus, earn cryptocurrency in the car, a Starbucks recall, and the rapper breaking records. And today's episode is brought to you in part by the Primary Ride Home podcast, providing news from the presidential primaries. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The feud between House Democrats and Attorney General William Barr just got more intense. For one, a House committee is now threatening to hold Barr in contempt of Congress. They're not happy he was a no-show at a hearing about the Mueller report yesterday, but the contempt part is actually about the Mueller report itself. Barr ignored a subpoena to hand over the full unredacted report and all evidence from the Russia investigation to Congress by yesterday. It still hasn't happened. Barr and the Justice Department say there's a reason for that, that the unredacted version would put the integrity of its investigations at risk. But Democrats aren't budging. The New York Times reports they're giving Barr one or two more days to hand it over, or they'll start the contempt process, which would be a bad mark on Barr's record and could possibly go to court. And there's more. The top Democrat, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, accused Barr, the top law enforcement official in the country, of lying to Congress last month while under oath, saying that's a crime. The Justice Department, though, says her claim is false and reckless. Either way, Democrats want to hear testimony directly from Special Counsel Robert Mueller himself later this month. To be continued. Another one of the president's picks for the Federal Reserve Board is not working out. The Wall Street Journal reports Trump says Stephen Moore decided to withdraw from the Fed process. But it comes after even other Republicans stopped supporting him. Recently, Moore has been criticized for comments where he disparages women. And the Wall Street Journal reports this is the second time a potential nominee has been forced to withdraw over controversy. A massive cyclone is hitting parts of India. Tens of millions of people are in its path. And already, about a million people have been evacuated from coastal areas. The New York Times reports Cyclone Fani is the equivalent of a Category 4 hurricane and close to a Cat 5. It's expected to cause major destruction and is one of the biggest storms to hit that area in decades. A few hundred people are stuck on a cruise ship. They're quarantined because of one case of the measles. CBS News reports the passengers have not been allowed to leave the ship since earlier this week, and they're sitting off the coast of St. Lucia. It's because measles is super contagious. Reports say one person's cough can affect 90% of the people in the room if those people have not been vaccinated. The cruise ship is reportedly owned by the Church of Scientology, which has not commented about this. Well, Facebook is taking aim at hate speech and extremist views by kicking people off its platforms. Facebook is calling several people and organizations dangerous, including InfoWars host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones and political commentator Milo Yiannopoulos, who has used social media to bash Jews and Muslims. Facebook says it's permanently banned their accounts and any fan pages or affiliated groups from both Facebook and Instagram. The Washington Post reports this could be a sign Facebook is getting aggressive when it comes to getting rid of hate speech. The company has been under a lot of pressure from civil rights groups to beef up enforcement and stop the spread of hate and misinformation. But there was one problem in the process. Some media outlets reported the bans before Facebook actually took those accounts down, giving them time to direct their followers to other platforms. The Muslim holy month of Ramadan starts this weekend, on Sunday. This is the most sacred month of the year for Muslims, and most of the world's 1.6 billion Muslims will observe it. Those who do will fast every day from dawn to sunset. It's meant to be a spiritual discipline. At the end of the month, there is a 3-day celebration where Muslims feast and break the fast. Much more news ahead, but first, a quick break for today's sponsor. My grandparents lost a lot of their families before even my parents were born, so I know very little about my great-grandparents, let alone my great-great-grandparents. That's why I'm really excited to get my results from Ancestry. Ancestry combines DNA results with over 100 million family trees and billions of records to give you even more insight into your origins, a more complete picture into your past. Only Ancestry can tell such a rich story, even sharing things like what a particular person in your family's past excelled in. And I've already done this part. It's so easy to get started. It takes only minutes, yet there's so much you can learn from it. And listen up, because there's now a new offer. For a limited time, now through May 13th, go to Ancestry.com/newsworthy to get your Ancestry DNA kit for just $59. That's Ancestry.com/newsworthy to get your kit for just $59. Ancestry.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Two well-known companies are embracing cryptocurrency. First, Facebook. The Wall Street Journal says Facebook is recruiting dozens of financial firms and online merchants to help launch a cryptocurrency-based payment system using their huge social network. The journal says if it works out, Facebook users would be able to send digital coins to each other, as well as buy things on both Facebook and around the web. It's still TBD if this will succeed. Also, Jaguar Land Rover. Forbes reports the automaker is working on technology to pay drivers in a cryptocurrency for sharing their car's driving data. You could then use those digital coins for things like coffees, parking tickets, and tolls. For now, it's still in the testing phase. Heads up, Starbucks is recalling more than 200,000 coffee presses because the knob can break, expose the metal, and injure people. CBS News reports at least 9 customers have reported cuts. The coffee company started selling these particular French presses in 2016 in the U.S. and Canada. Starbucks says you can turn it back in for a refund. Well, 200 of the top players in professional women's hockey said they won't be playing until they get better salaries. ESPN reports the players released a joint statement saying they have no health care and bad pay, and it doesn't let them train to play at the highest level. The women say some players make only about $2,000 a season. While Forbes reports some men in hockey make millions. The women hope by joining together, it'll force change. Fox Sports says the National Women's Hockey League is still planning to start next season on time in October, but it is offering some salary raises. We'll see if it's enough. To be continued. Drake broke a record at the Billboard Music Awards this year. Us Weekly says he won 12 awards at this year's ceremony, which gives him a record-breaking total of 27 awards. That beats out Taylor Swift's previous record of 23. Drake won Top Artist, Top Rap Album, and Top Streaming Artist. Look up this weekend, you may see a bunch of shooting stars. AccuWeather says they're part of the Eta Aquarid meteor shower, one of the two annual showers caused by Halley's Comet. It will be at its peak Sunday morning, and you'll get the best show right before dawn. The darker the sky, the better. Astronomy magazine says you can expect to see up to 20 meteors per hour, which is one every 3 minutes, if you're in a dark spot and weather permitting. And that's it. You are all caught up. If you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, just head to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. I always put all the story sources and links right there for you. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend. Hey, just one more reminder to check out the new podcast and one of our sponsors this week, The Primary Ride Home. This is a daily show, but it publishes every weekday at 5 o'clock p.m., so you're right home. It's just about 15, 20 minutes, but it focuses exclusively on the ongoing presidential primaries. The latest news from the campaign trail, keeping you up to date from the players to the polls. So this is great for political junkies, and it's a great complement to this show. Just search your podcast app and subscribe to The Primary Ride Home.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contained high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.